Blog Talk Radio.
Oh. Yeah. What's up? What's up? So, boy, keep on with Mike right here on Entertainment Talk. Gonna talk about entertainment, man. This is a new show. We can start talking about anything that involves your artistry. Or you may know someone who do entertainment. And you may want to talk about that. We can talk about something that matters to you most. You know, we need to relate with entertainment all around the world. Entertainment is all about music industry. It's about artistry at the same time. That's what it's all about. Who we got on the line right now? Hello? You on the line?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey. Who is this?
This is Randy. This is Randy.
Randy, what's good, man? Yeah, I couldn't even hear you at first, but, you know, we're talking entertainment, and we're going to find out who else is on the line. Who is this on the line right now? 917 area code 2569, the last 4 digits. Who is this? Okay, they didn't want to talk to me. All right, so, Randy, the entertainment business, man, people think they can sing, and it's okay to think that. And, you know, they talk to their friends and family, and they get the greatest hope of all time. Like, yes, you can sing, you can sing. But then when they come in the industry, they get the other side of the, I guess, the grass, the green grass. You need help. You need vocal lessons. You need to hang it up. What do you say to these people who can sing, but they can't sing, Randy?
I think it's telling the truth, basically. They can't sing. You shouldn't listen to family because family's not in the entertainment business. If they was in the entertainment business, then I would take their advice. But family just tells you that to encourage you. But basically, you know, you need to go do your homework, study your craft, take lessons, and take vocal lessons and all of that. That's what I think.
Yeah, you see? So you take vocal lessons because you have hope, or you take vocal lessons because your potential is there. So the family is not where you should get your opinion from. The family is not where you should get your advice from. I mean, they're going to soup it up, right? They're going to be like, yo, you sound dope.
Exactly. But the family are the first ones that's not going to even buy your records because they're going to expect to get it free anyway. But if
that's
you
a very good point. No, yeah. Very good point. Because that's my next topic there. So here you got your family, your friends giving you support. You are the bomb. Yo, you should get out there. As soon as you struggle to make matters meet, to make ends meet, you come back and say, I need a few dollars. Or I just produced my first single, like $2,000. But yo, just here's $10. Support me. And if it is, oh, I don't got that right now.
Exactly. Exactly. If family believes in you, they would invest, just like a record label would do. They would invest into you. But nowadays, people don't invest into themselves, so what do they expect? If you invest into yourself more, you know, you get a return. You know,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. You invest in yourself, you expect a return. I mean, what about those who do it for the passion? Like, if they can afford to maintain their responsibility, I guess the passion is all going to show that you're a true artist. What we do, you're a true artist. Yo, you're true to your craft. But it doesn't do a damn thing for you. Like, what do you say to those people?
I think they just do it because, like I said, it's just a passion, but they're not really trying to take it to the next level. It's something they wanted to do. If they want to take it to the next level, then definitely they would work on that craft. But I think, like some people, like I said, it's just a passion. So they're already looking in the head like, I know I'm not going to take it further than this. It's just something I like to do on the side and just like that and everything. You know, so I see with people. Right. It's just a passion.
See, just a passion. Now, Randy, you have a studio, and obviously you're here to make money because you got a studio. And I'm sure you put money behind that, tens and 15s and 20s of thousands of dollars. And, of course, your studio is to record the artist. Now, I had a conversation with you the other day, and you said, man, the artist sounds so bad. I just wanted to give her money back. That's how bad she sounds. But you're in the business to make money. Why do you feel so sad for these artists, man?
Well, basically what happens with the artists is they think they sounding good live until they really heard themselves. A lot of these artists don't hear themselves, and they be like, wow, this is what I really sound like in the studio. And then you realize they sound real bad. A lot of people don't understand this difference between live and hearing them back. I mean, people can go out there and sing live thinking, oh, yeah, I sound good. I'm on key, and I'm on this and everything. My pitch is correct. Until you get into a studio and hear yourself back, you'd be like, oh, man, that's me. I sound terrible. Well, exactly, because they're not training their ears. They're not working on music theory. So basically, should go into a studio at least to hear back and realize, like, wow, that's what I sound like. I really need to improve on myself. You know?
Exactly,
this is how it is.
Man.
Like I said, I had a young lady came in my studio. It was something, just a small time, just a little track she wanted to do. So she came into the studio, sung the song, but I was so uptight, like, I was like, yo, I'm going to give you your money back, because don't come up in here and waste your time and my time when you don't practice. You don't practice and practice and practice. I mean, you practice and pays off. So basically, you know, I wanted to give her money back to be like, okay, work on your song another day. That way that money that you invested into yourself will be to good use. What happened was some people get arrogant and be like, nah, it's okay. I, you know, it's not a matter of trying to get arrogant. It's a matter of we all been there. I've been told, like, yo, get back into their studio. Do that mix correctly. Do this correctly. Get back to the studio. Do that again. So it's not so much trying to beat a person down. It's for them to challenge themselves even more. And that's the whole key in this business, is challenge yourself. But, you know,
exactly.
That's how people take it the wrong way.
Now, Randy, I got another caller on the line, Shaq. And Shaq, we're talking about the artists here. Artists believe that when they hear from their family and their friends that they sound good, they go all about putting their money into their artist, into their craft. Then when they get to the industry, they told that they need help. Why do your family give you support, but when you go back to them and say, yo, I need money, you know, if I can produce this video, they tell you, oh, I can't help you, but they give you advice. Why is that, Shaq?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question, Mike. I mean, I think, you know, when things like that happen, and it really happen often, it's because, you know, the industry have no hopes anymore. You know what I mean? Like, the music industry, they don't really, you know, there for the artists anymore. The major artists, they're not really helping the upcoming artists like before. So that makes it tough.
Wow. So I got my man Randy on the phone, Shaq. And, you know, artists come to pay to go to the studio, and they use his studio. And he shared with us that sometimes the artist can't sing, and he just feel like, oh, my God, I need to get her money back. She can't even hear a pitch. She's on the first. She can't even complete a verse. What would you do in that situation, Shaq? Do you still work with the artist, or did you say, yo, you know, your dream shattered?
Do you just, I should just take their money and call it a day and be like, okay, I got this people's money, or be sincere and be like, nah, you should, you know, work on your craft more, come back when you're ready, and everything.
Yeah, I think that's the best thing, because you can't deny somebody for the first time, you know. You always got to give a second chance, you know, because we all got, like, ups and downs moments, even though you got talent, you understand? I think that's what it is. So we all need, like, second chances in life.
And, Shaq, we had a conversation earlier, too, about how the major artist, and Randy, listen to this, the major artist doesn't give back to the independent artist, even though they started independently themselves. They don't give back. For example, when a major artist do a show, back in the days, Randy, you know, a new artist can open up for a major artist. Now, today, new artists can't open up for major artists because the major artists don't allow that.
Right.
Why is that?
They're taking money out. You take your food out there. You take your food off their plate.
How is that? They already pay tickets for them to come and see the major artists. Why you can't promote the independent artists?
You're taking food off their plate, B. You're just basically taking food right off their plate, and that's how they feel.
What do you think about that? What do you think about that, Shaq?
I mean, I think, you know, the major artists, they don't want to help. Like, before, like, let's say, showcases, they used to put other artists, upcoming artists, you know, and all of that, like, all to help you out for your record deal. They don't do that anymore because everyone is thinking that I made it by myself. I didn't get help from nobody, so why am I going to help the next one? You got to be, you know, like, you got to do it the way I did it. You know what I mean? Do it the way I did it. That's why you hear that word, like, self-made. That's what it is. Like, but you got to, like, we all need help. We all need support. It's not help, but it's support. So it's you know, I think that's what it is. Like, because they're all thinking that, you know, they made it by themselves. But even though they was independent, and now they got to the major, but they forgot about they was independent, and then they got pushed up. You know what I mean? So you really got to look out for others, you know. That's what he got.
And believe me this, they all feel, a major artist will all feel that your competition, even though you're not shining where they at, but they all will feel that, okay, yo, that's my competition right there. It's either I'm going to put them with me, that way they're under me, but not you're going to be side by side with them. Means, in other words, you can be down with that major artist, they'll sign you to them, but you won't be just as equal. That's never going to happen. You'll be under them. Because that's how they lock you to keep you right there. They don't want to see you go above them. It's never going to happen.
That's a good point there.
Yeah, that's a good point there. Yeah, that's definitely a good point there.
Now, Randy, come on, get Shaq input too. What's your input on the music video? Like, is it demanding that every artist got to come out with a music video?
I mean, well, yeah. On this stage of, like, this music business right now, you definitely got to. You really have to, like, put up a video out there in order to, you know, be recognized or, you know, get a deal or whatever. You've got to have it. So, and then, like, before, you could have your things on the radio, but now it's different. It's social media. So you got to have your videos out there in order to be recognized. You definitely got to have it. That's
true. Yeah, that exposure. That's, you're right. That's the truth. So if you don't have a video, you ain't saying nothing. A label look at you like, oh, you ain't got no money. We can't even see you. We can't see how you as an artist look. We can't see how your skills are. If you don't have a video for something you do, then they're not gonna feel you. You know,
that's
they're not
the
gonna
only way.
Word of mouth. Yeah, it's the only way.
That's the only way. That's the only way. Ain't no major record label looking for artists anymore like before. Like, when you hear an artist on the radio and you're like, oh, this is a hot artist. Who's that? You're going to do your research and then find out who the artist is and get, you know, get him a deal. It ain't like that anymore. It's just that you got to make it happen in order to have the record label looking for you. And in order for you to get to that level, you have to shoot a video. Or not only one video, but videos.
Exactly. It goes back into investing into yourself. That's another form of investing. If you don't invest into yourself, the labels is going to be like, why should we invest into you if you ain't going to push yourself nowadays?
Right.
This is how it is.
That's how it is.
Is the label as important now that there's resources where artists could take the label route, like, you know, distribution online? What's the purpose of a major record label? What's the purpose today of a major record label?
Well, I think the purpose they can get endorsements from other companies, because in music business, it's about business. So these labels can get endorsements to say, hey, let's put money because I'm Sony. Let's put money to this artist. Let's do these tours. Let's do this and let's do this. Another company is going to look at another company that's in business,
right,
that has money. They're not going to look at the artist by themselves and say, hey, okay, we're going to put money behind you. No, it's going to take a business because the music business is built on the business.
Mm. Yeah.
So a label is that's the only benefit is they can be like, okay, we got money now. We can get people to work for you. And plus they
work
make the money themselves.
Right. You know how it goes.
Mm-hmm. This is that business.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a music business. It's business first. 90% business, 10% entertainment, music or whatever.
Yeah, that's what I always say. It's not just it's all about who you know and the industry. Sometimes the artist can't. I'm going to lay these layers out. You got the top tier. The top tier is obviously the artist himself, like Birdman, like Lil Wayne, like Chris Brown. If you come underneath their labels, then you have a better chance of their crowd. It makes sense, too. But now you got millions of artists that's not within the top tier. They don't know nobody. So they take the long road, and they really think that they could be someone one day large. And it's true. I'm not trying to kill nobody's dream, but I'm just trying to have a real talk here. How real? Here's a strategy. You guys agree with this? The best way to get your artistry out there is to start within your own circle, your own home. You got to start where you at. You can't go out to around the world. They don't have to know who you are. You got to stir the buzz. Where you coming from? What's your intake on that, Randy?
Exactly. I mean, I believe in that, but at the same time, it's sad because I look at it as not saying it's separation, but it is. Black artists don't have that full support from when you go to white artists. They have much more full support, far as you have engineers who be like, oh, I believe in this record. I believe in that artist. I wouldn't mind mixing their stuff. I wouldn't mind recording their stuff because they know something's happening. They get their support. We, as people, we don't support each other enough to be like, hey, you know, let's have a street team to help that person. It's just sad to me sometimes. It's just, you know.
Right.
All right, so
but
here's
another.
Artist
is, you know, yeah, I'm sorry.
But what do you think? They don't get that support, Andy, but at the same time, do you think they should not get involved in the artistry if the budget is not there? Like, do you believe back in the days, you could do music without no money, and if somebody hear it, and boom, they sign you up, pick you up, say, yo, come down to the office and talk. You can't do that today. So my question is, do you got to have money today? Become an artist?
Oh yes, definitely you have to have money today because the labels, I have a guy who's signed, but the whole thing is he has to put up his own money as well. He has to match their money. If they put up $80,000, he has to put up $80,000. This is how that business works. You know, it came to the point he had to shoot his own video. We had to fly out to Puerto Rico to shoot his own video. He had to get his own video guy, you know, everything. It's you have to put your money up. If you don't put your money up, they're not going to take you seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
You have to be business minded. You have to invest. Invest in your video. Invest in your craft. You have to make that investment.
Mm. That's right.
I look at people like Beyonce, Jay-Z, they're business people. They took their money and they flipped it. They took their own money, paid for their studio time. They paid for their masters. They paid their they hired a video company. They paid for the video company. They have their own video. So they got all their money back. And then plus more. Once you realize you do that, you don't owe nobody nothing, and then also you're good.
All right, you know what? Shaq got too much noise coming from his phone, Randy, so I'm trying to get him to be at a stationary place so we can continue the conversation, but he's still listening to us. But it's a first show, and I think it's going to really draw attention once I start to promote it. What do you think about that? Like, artists need to realize that the music industry is a place for you pretty much have to be made ready. Like, I'm going to incorporate this call right here that ends with 752. I want your input on, do you have to be a pretty much made artist before you try to be in the industry? Caller 2752, the last four digits on the phone number. Well, Randy, let's go back to you. Do you think you had to be a made artist before you actually hit the industry?
Yes, in some way, because which is called artist development. You have to develop yourself because nobody doesn't have the time anymore to say, oh, we're going to put you in over here to get dance lessons. We're going to put you over here to do this. They stopped doing all of that. It's at a point now you got to do all this stuff, perfect yourself, perfect your craft, so that way everybody's job is easier, and at the same time, money's not coming out of your pocket more and more and more once you get budgets.
Exactly. Exactly. Let's go to the caller right here now online. Ends with 7812. Caller, you there? Caller, are you there? That ends with 7812? Okay, well, it looked like they left, but I guess, you know, I'll let them just hear the conversation. They can jump in anytime they want. You know, that's what I do. But, yeah, that's a good point, you know. Ready-made, like, in other words, if you have a budget, then you shouldn't really try to get in it. Like, you can't get it on hope. You can't get it on my music gonna sound dope. It's really not about how dope your music sound.
Right.
It's about who. It's about, you know, you looking like you got it going on already. So you got to fake it till you make it. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Exactly. They all did it. Everybody's done it. It's a learning process as you go along. Everybody learned the game. And that business is know the rules of the game before you play it. And that's what people don't understand.
Absolutely.
Now, we're not trying to bust your artist bubbles here, but we're just trying to bring a little realism to if you decide that you want to get involved. Like later on in the show, Randy and Shaq, we're going to have people play their music. And, you know, we're going to talk about it. Like, is this shit real? Is it got a chance? I mean, that's just one part of it. I mean, if we said you got a chance, you really got a chance. You just better have some type of budget or artistry that can really help support what you're trying to accomplish. You with me?
And exactly. A label won't accept nothing if it's not perfect. If it doesn't look good video-wise, if it doesn't sound good, they're not going to invest into it because they're not going to believe that you're not investing into yourself to get it right. They shouldn't have to tell you, no, this is not how you do it. No, you should be like, yo, this is how I got to do it. This is how it has to be done. It has to be done correct. You know, it's like if I saw your video, I'd be like, yo, why he like that? Now, if I see it, then other people going to see it. So that means the labels is going to see it. They can be like, okay, this is not good video work because the artist doesn't know what he's doing. The artist is not investing more time into getting good quality. The artist is not investing into editing. And then they realize these are the things you got to do. The video guy says, yo, we need more time in editing. You got to put your money away for more time for editing to get it done correctly.
All right. Let me go to the next caller here. Who we got online? We got Jay online?
Oh, no. This is
Who we got here?
This is Carl. Carl Smith.
Oh, yeah, Carl. The legendary Smith. Now, Carl, I have, I'll tell the folks who you are in a minute, but I got Randy on the line, and Randy's been in the business for a long time as well. Carl has played with New Edition and other famous groups. He also was an artist himself. But here's the question, Carl. The question is, do an artist need to be a ready-made artist? A ready-made, meaning don't come in the industry unless you're ready-made. What's your intel on that?
Well, okay. I mean, it just depends on what the artist is trying to achieve. Is he trying to achieve a deal with an established label, or is he trying to make a living with his art directly to the public?
Yeah, actually, he's coming out in the public, because remember, artists are told to do their own music and their own videos. So obviously, he's trying to draw attention to the public. So the question is, should he be ready-made, meaning you don't come to the public trying to see how good you are. You come to the public, you're the shit, you're the bomb. Is that the way the artists need to come out?
Well, again, you know, that's one of those multi-pronged answers. But you want to come out the best that you can, you know, with what what you're presenting. You need to have a plan before you come out, not knowing everything though, because the industry has changed so much. But you want to come out as polished and as clean as possible. Now, that doesn't mean that it has to be top notch, you know, that kind of thing. Because the public seems to like to see flaws. They like to see that you're doing your thing and you're doing it to the best of your ability. But they, when it's too perfect, they don't want that either.
Exactly. You see. Well, so that's like who do you believe? One of the topics you talked about earlier was your friends and family is going to say, yo, that's the bomb. You're the bomb. You need to get out there. But then when you go back for support, like, yo, I need money to complete my album. I need money to complete my music video. They're not there to help support you. What, like, do you really listen to your friends and family? What's the rules to that?
Well, that's funny because I was actually reading and checking on a couple of things and ran across some things, which it's true. Your family and friends are not fans. Your family and friends will support you, but so much if they support you at all. Your family and friends, more than likely, especially if you're trying to get your stuff out and you stay within your hood, and I'm doing my fingers as hood, you know, there's only so much support that they're going to give you. After that, you know, they're not going to support you at all. Not that they don't want to, it's just they just don't feel that you're worthy of that support, or I shouldn't say it like that. They'll support someone else that they don't know quicker than they would support their friends. Their friends, their family, you know, you're supposed to give it to me for free. You're supposed to do what I need you to do for free. I need you to do a fundraiser for free. They look for everything for free. So fans,
exactly.
I mean, friends and family are not fans. Hmm?
Okay, now let me jump this caller to iGod, who's on the line. iGod, here's a question for you. We were talking earlier about artists. Should an artist be ready-made before they come into the industry?
Yeah, what's good,
meaning,
brother? What's going on?
What's going on? Listen, should an artist be ready-made before they come to the industry? Like, do they got to have a big boat in a music video, helicopter? Do they have to look large to play the part? What's your intake on artists trying to get into the music industry?
My intake is artists should just keep it as real as possible. You know, don't be putting a big helicopter when, you know what I mean, you collecting food stamps and shit. Like, it just don't work. Hello?
Hello? Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah, where Mike go?
Hello, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry about that. I'm just thinking of what Igor just said earlier. You know, he said keep it real. It's kind of like a... Well, how do you feel about that? Let's go to Randy. Randy, he says keep it real. Now, you know, in the industry, if you look like you're broke and trying to make it from the hood, they ain't trying to get with that. But if you look like you got cars and boats and helicopters, they want to know who you are. Is that because the industry is brainwashed through how the top artists set the tone? If that's how it goes, Randy, break it down for me. How does that work?
We all have been brainwashed to things that we don't have to what we want. We all want to live that life. We all want to live that lifestyle. So, of course, they're going to throw us up in their face and try to get it by any means necessary, by having chicks on the side or having girls dancing in these videos. They all want to see that's how we live. That's our lifestyle. So, of course, they're going to, you know, the young ones is going to see that and they think that's it. That's all that's left. They're not going to see longevity. They're just going to see about getting some money now and getting paid. It's not, you know, longevity. They're not going to see that. They just want to see, oh, okay, look, yo, he got his condo, he got his Ferrari, he got this. And we all know in all these videos, half of them stuff is all rented. I've done rented videos. They was rentals. They rented their gold, they rented their videos, they rented their cars, they rented somebody's home. But you know, they're not going to show the truth. They'd rather see...
Jay, talk about that, Jay, right there.
Yeah, he absolutely right about that. First of all, this Jay from Team Go Get It, baby. Excellent answer, excellent point. One thing with my man was telling me, and this industry is very hard. If an artist can't get a person to buy your CD for $5, if you can't get 100 people to buy your CD for $5, that means nobody don't see no worth in your material. So you got to get out here and constantly grind on the pavement, grind the social media network. Because like I said, there's a million and one rap artists out here, but only a few going to make it. And you got to have a gimmick to bring it to the table. You got to have a gimmick. And you got to have numbers behind what you're doing. You can't just tell a person, oh, yeah, I'm hot right now. But then when they go out there and distribute and put your stuff out there, they can't even sell maybe 2 copies of your music. You know what I'm saying? Your fan base is everything.
Good point. Your fan base
is everything. If you don't have a strong fan base behind you, you're not going to make it in this industry. Because like I said, everybody wants to be a rapper. But you got to have the ultimate plan, the ultimate thing, and the ultimate drive to get out here and get what you want. Nobody's not laying it out on the line like they used to back in the day.
Exactly.
They're making you hustle for that. If you really good at what you say you are, these folks want to make you hustle. And if you really are that good, you should want to hustle for yourself and let other people know this is what I've been doing. So all you can do is help me escalate to the next level.
Now, it's good that you said that because that's normally the formula, right? Like, this is how it should go. But, you know, you don't really get that support. Do you consider yourself or do you consider your opportunities worthless? Listen to this. A lot of artists, we got millions of independent artists out there. There must be a reason for that. It's like Lotto. They feel to a high. They spend thousands of dollars just to create they are to promote their craft. Realistic, why are we stuck to us? Why are we stuck to that? If we can't, they said, if you can't get 100, you're not business. But I always say this, before you blow up, you got to blow up your own territory. You gotta grow up within your own circle. You can't go around the world promoting and they don't know who the hell you are. They don't know who you are. You gotta start from home base. And if, like Jay said, if you can't buy my CD for $5, then you're sitting in position.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just how it is. Hey, boy, you ain't said nothing wrong, man. If you can't get it, like I said, and I just use $5 as a base number, you feel what I'm saying? But once again, if you're not buzzing in your own hometown, then you're not saying nothing nowhere else. Because if I could go to a city and I could say, well, who the hottest cat in this city? And the cat say, well, so-and-so. And I'm like, well, how many of y'all ever heard of him? They're like, oh, no. So then how can you say that cat hot and folks don't even know him in his own city? You know?
Exactly.
Right.
Mike, I don't mean to cut you. I just got to throw this last point in here. In order for these independent artists to get out here and really get named, get known, you got to run your city. Like, I'm from Brick City. I got an artist out here, Buster D, that's out there busting his back on these circuits. But once again, if you come to this city and you throw his name out and don't nobody be like, huh, who that? That means you're not working hard enough for that. You feel what I'm saying? When you throw an artist's name out there, they're supposed to say, oh, yeah, I know that cat. Yo, he was at the Blue Room and Sea Talking, so he tore it up. Well, yeah, I know that cat. So he was up in New York City over at SOB's. He did his thing, yo. So when you throw an artist's name out there, you really know if that artist really out there working by the type of feedback you get from people when you throw it out there.
Good point. Let me make sure I know who's on the line here. So I got you, Randy. You still on?
Still on. Yep.
All right. So Jay. Go out to you,
yes,
to this question now. So all major artists, you know, started from somewhere. Even struggle, got maybe in a fraction of a percentage. Or even got in the industry. So those artists out there, the real world, they come out to show that they independent artists for doing the area that state or that town. If you normally open up today, the major artists, nobody opening up major artists. Tell me your opinion. Why the major artists is not so independent artists and they came from the same position? What's up with that?
Oh, Lord, that question was for me?
Yeah, for you.
Rephrase that again. I'm sorry. Say that again.
Okay. It's okay. The major artists is not showing no love to the independent artists. Meaning that when they come to perform in their town, they can't open up for independent artists. Back in the days, independent artists could open up for major artists. Now the major artists don't want that. What's up with that?
Yeah, now that's I have a lot of shows. They have a lot of shows that come through Brick City, and you absolutely right. If you know you're coming to perform at my city. And you know I done already tried to hit you up and let my independent artists open up for you. Once they already got their foot in the door, it's like they not trying to let another person's foot get in the door. Because it's like they feel like, oh, he going to take my shine. He can't take your shine if you already headlining the Prudential Center. He can't take your line. He can't take your shine if you already headlining the North Symphony Hall. I can't take your shine, bro. I can only escalate and start my position from the level that you started from, and I'm trying to get to where you are at this present time. And a lot of artists don't want to come. When they do come home, they don't want to give the independent artist a chance to open up for them. That's my whole gripe with it. Once you make it, your opportunity is to go back and help the next man through, and then the next man help the next man through. But if you notice in this industry, they're not doing that now. It's like every man for themselves. And that's crazy.
Yeah, we're talking about that. Yeah. And Jay, you could just hang out too. What I'm saying online. That's a good call from a man right there. Damn,
yeah,
every man for
you have to look at it. Like, these guys are artists.
Yeah, Randy, we talked about that earlier, Randy. We talk about every man for themselves.
But yeah, you have to look at it. Also, these major artists is like, well, this is my budget for my stage show. This is my budget for all these people that's behind me to, you know, they're not going to say, well, I'm going to let these people that's working for me work for you. You know, they're going to look at it like, you got to bring your own people in. And the independent artist doesn't even have people to do a stage show, don't have people, don't have the roadies, don't have the sound system, don't have this and don't have that. They're never going to go so low because, like I said, it's taking money out of their pocket. Now the artist is saying, well, Dad, I got to pay these people to pay you. Meanwhile, I'm paying these people to pay me, meaning the roadies. They, you know, there's a union involved. There's this is involved. So all these people that's behind the major artists, you know, they're going to stick with them because they have that budget to pay for setting down, setting up the stage or setting this up. And you have to look at it also why these artists won't do that because, it's like I said, they're not going to help the independent artists unless the independent artist says, well, I have my stage crew. I have my roadies. I have my drummers. I have my musicians. Then it'd be
hey,
different.
Yeah, man.
Like, this is
that why. And this is why we need more. We need more talk. Artists need to be on this platform. We need to spread this out not only to artists. It goes for models. It goes for actors. It, you know, whatever the topic is, if you want to talk about it, we'll talk about it. But the realism about this thing is to bring awareness of your status, current position. What are you doing? Think about what we're saying here. You know, like my man Jay brought up some good points earlier. You got to understand your position. We just want you to be aware of that position. Where is your position? You're an artist. You're starting out as an artist. Do you really think you have a chance? Your people are saying your music is dope. And don't get me wrong. I mean, we just started off the show. This is the first show. And I thank you guys for calling in. But I got my co-host Randy right here, expert behind the music. He's been doing it for many years. But the bottom line is we're going to ask you to sing your music in. Sing music in.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Sing your music in.
Let us judge it. I'll put it on. Put the first, like Randy said the other day to me, the first 5 seconds. Back in the day, they said the first 15 seconds of the music that they could determine if it's going to be a hit or not. Randy said today, the first 5 to 8 seconds. Randy, elaborate on that. What do you think the first 5 to 8 seconds is going to determine if they have in this industry?
Because the music business is based on everything has to be motivated. It has to be like, oh, I feel that right away. I'm going to sit on it. They're not going to take time and be like, okay, after 1 minute, that sounds good. Uh-oh. As soon as the person grabs it and it catches to their ear, that's when the people would jump on it and be like, oh, okay, they like it. As soon as they say, wow. It makes me feel like, okay, they can move that record. If they got to wait a minute for it, for the first part to be like, oh, okay, now I'm feeling it, they're not going to put money behind it. That's why it's the first 5 to 8 seconds to tell you the truth. If people can feel it within them seconds, they'll jump on it.
Jay, you just heard what he said.
Huh?
What he said, right, Jay?
Uh-huh.
The first
part of 8 seconds. I'm like this. You're right. And within I could go even lower than that. If it's not, I'm gonna take a second off and go. If it's not grabbing my ear in the first 4 seconds, it's not even worth it for real. And like I said, because you want them to keep that hunger and that desire to keep doing it better or do it till you get it right. Don't just throw out anything because once you throw your name behind something, if that material is garbage, you garbage. No matter how much you try to say, oh, my man, no, we don't want to hear about your man because it's not about your man. It's about you. You sign your name on that, you got to deal with that material. So if you want your material to be hot, get the right engineers behind you to make sure you got that ear popping sound to grab some people in that first 4 seconds. The first 4 seconds, that's when you know somebody really going to sit there and listen to you. If not, they're going to sit up and be like, let me go get a drink at the bar, and then the next thing they're going to be like, let me go make this exit to the door. That's real talk.
This is that game. It's about can I make money right off of that joint real quick.
Can I
move that? Can the DJ spin that joint real quick?
He ain't gonna
look, you know, back in the days, lift the needle up and just play that certain point. No, he gotta play it from the beginning. You're right.
Excellent point.
Okay, hold on. This topic is saying the first 5 to 8 seconds will determine if an artist has a chance. Jay is saying he's going to take a second off of that and said the first 4 seconds. Let's go to another call, Michelle. And ask her point. All right, Michelle?
Yes. Hello? You're breaking up. I'm on
the
my
music.
Let's try this again.
Barely.
Hello.
You can hear
me? Oh, boy. I can barely hear you. Hold
Michelle?
On. I'm going out front. Let me see if I can get a better reception. Hold that thought. I'm running. Hi. Can you hear me?
Okay. You got
hello,
you
hello.
Okay, right? Ready?
I'm ready.
Yeah, we all here.
Hey, what's up, man? My name is Michelle Anderson. I'm promoting a film. It's an independent film. It's called Will You Marry Me? Matt Jade Productions. He acts, directs, writes, and stars in it. It's fantastic, and it's coming out soon, and we just want to plug it. Plug, plug, plug. That is all.
You get all that?
What?
The question. Do you think
what's
the
that?
Artist depends on the audience?
And again, do I think an artist what?
You determine their career in the first 5 to 8 seconds?
I mean, everything is first impression, right? This is life. This is real life. First 5 to 8 seconds, I even know if I want to watch something or listen to something or do something. So, yeah, 5 to 8 seconds is life. That's everything. You got to make a good impression. You got to make me want to, like, check you out, right?
Right. Artists, let me ask you this.
If you have some artistry and you're putting it out there, that takes courage. But if it isn't any good, then why the hell am I watching it or listening to it, right? 5 to 8 seconds, that's the fucking movie. Absolutely.
That's what, and Mike, you was on point with the 5 to 8 seconds. Like I said, you know, I feel
it's
a little
like,
low,
it's like when you go out and
right,
you see
though.
Somebody attractive. In 5 to 8 seconds, you know if you want to get that number. Do you not? So if somebody puts some art out there, in 5 to 8 seconds, you know if you want to watch it or listen to it or look at it. 5 to 8 seconds, 100%.
Wow, I like that. I like how she put that.
Boom. Well, I'll keep them coming all day, man. Boom.
I like how she
have we
put
met?
That. I like how she put that. She went straight to the point. Like, look.
Yo, it is what it is.
Worth looking
life.
At, I'm turning it off.
Yup. I'm a woman. We know these things. I look at a guy. I think he's cute. You know, maybe I could talk to him and check out his shoes, and that's it. If I'm in, I'm in. If I'm not, I'm walking. So it is. 5 to 8 seconds.
Yo, Mike, I like her. I like that. You put that to the point.
Is this going to be on the air? Are we on the air right now?
You're live. You're live, right?
You're live with
live,
Mike.
Baby. Sweet. Live and uncut. So what are we doing for the 4th? Anything good?
Well, yeah, we're doing a lot for the 4th, and that is we're going to talk about why these artists really believe they have a chance. I mean, I ain't trying to bust their bubbles, but the real
No. I feel you. I think it's a lot to do with hope and heart, you know? Like, you hope you're going to be able to make it. You hope. If you don't have hope, you don't have anything.
How much do hope cost? Like, how much do you got to invest in yourself?
Hope don't cost anything. Hope don't cost anything, and it also costs everything. If you don't believe in yourself, you can't succeed ever in anything. You have belief and faith in yourself and God, then you can do whatever you want.
But you also have to incorporate some type of budget.
Oh, indeed. You know, without money is a vehicle. You know, you can get in a vehicle with all your artistry, but you don't got money, you don't got nothing, sadly. I wish it wasn't that way.
Okay, hold on, Michelle. How much do you invest in yourself before you realize that hope is not enough? What do you invest?
I figured out that hope wasn't enough when I was in college, probably freshman year, when I wanted to major in poetry because there's so much money in poetry. Not at all. But I love to write and I love to put my impressions and my observations out there. However, that's not paying my rent, but I've always been able to talk. I've always been able to sell things and do things. So I do my creativity on the side and I work a real job. It's called living. It's called working class hero. You know, you got to do what you got to do to eat, you know?
Wow.
Well, that's what's up. I really love that what Michelle gave us, man. And Randy, back to my co-host here. You see the input? I mean, like, you know where she's coming from. And Jay is making good points, too, of where they're coming from.
Exactly.
What do you think about this? I mean, we got 10 minutes left on the air. Well, what's your intake based on what the callers are saying about the music industry? Whose fault is it? Is it the industry that play on the brains of these artists, or is it the people that love these artists, like their family, giving them all the support and courageous to move forward, and they really moving forward? Who do you blame this on? Is there anyone to blame?
Yeah, of course, the only ones you can blame is ourselves. We killed ourselves. That's the whole problem. We killed ourselves. We don't support. We have to blame ourselves. We don't support our own movies. We don't have our own Hollywood. That's why you go out there, you got Nollywood, whatever that is. They support that. We got to blame ourselves. We don't support each other.
Wow. Well, do you think we stigmatize by our environment, meaning, okay, we all have an opportunity to make it, but based on our environment, where you're from, your chances can be very slim. Who you know is the biggest thing in this music industry. It's who you know. It's not what you know. It's who you know.
It's who you know.
And I don't care how dope your music is. If you're not in the circle with that less than 1% that's making it happen out there, then you're living a fantasy. You are actually paying to live your fantasy. You're living off the pole. You want to pay your dreams. You don't have a chance. So I'm going to put this money behind this video, music, hope. And when is it enough before you say hope is not enough? Just like Michelle said earlier, she realized in the industry that a lot of money in the poetry business. And she went to do something else. She's still a poet by heart. But somehow, hope somehow had to become a reality. How much do I take of this, of my investment, or somebody else's investment in that matter, before you realize, yo, this ain't going to work for me? Who's to blame for that? Because every record company is saying you have an opportunity to make it big.
Well, put like this. I go around the streets as far as movies. I see African movie companies open up their own African stores and sell their own African movies. I can't go in a store to find African Americans open up their own store and sell American movies. But yeah, I can see all kind of African movies. They just put African movies out almost like every day. I walk into a store, African movies, independent African movies. I don't see one store American movies, African American movies. Now,
that's a good point.
Because we don't support.
We don't support each other. And maybe that's what it is, too. We don't support. Randy, you may have a point there. We don't support each other. I mean, like,
I would love to see that lady's movie in a store like the African movies. Nollywood, they got their own stores for movies. And I would love to see independent movies in a store. Got their movies there on DVDs. I only see African movies. Why
good
can't
point.
We do that? Why
yeah, Michelle
do that?
Have to call back. Yeah, that's right. That's good. Michelle gonna have to call us back. Jay gonna have to call us back. Spread the word. Let them know. To the internet, Mike Williams for the talk about it. Point. I mean, African movies. Bollywood movies out there. You got those Asian Indians. You got the Jewish community supporting their own self. Why we ain't doing it? How come we are the victims? Like, I got to say that. I mean, some people said, no, we're not the victim because, you know, we can take matters in our own hands. But look where we're starting from. You put us on the same level as the world. Now, this ain't no racism comment here. This is just reality. If we start off with the same amount of money as any other race start off with, who would have the most attraction around the world? Black talent is a demand. It's so demanding, but yet and still, we can't support our own self. You got people using black talent. You got Asian market using black talent. White using black talent. I mean, people are using black talent, and we can't come to our senses to realize that we are the bomb. We are the shit. Black talent is in demand all over the world. You don't believe me? Look into the hip-hop. People think of hip-hop making hundreds of millions of dollars. My folks, hip-hop has made over $14 billion in 2015. $14 billion. Where were you? Where's your cut? You tell me where's your cut? $14 billion. Fucking millions. So that's why I'm saying, Randy had to, you gotta have a foundation or an environment or a situation. Matter of fact, this topic is so meaningful that it needs to be brought to people's attention. It is. Support ourselves. We don't have our own stores. We don't. That's because the money is not there. The money is not there. That's why we don't have it. That's no excuse. Because these black celebrities have money. This idea is coming from people like us. It should be coming from people like them. Oprah, Tyler Perry, Bill Cosby, Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, Beyonce. Right. I mean, I can go on and on. Half a billion dollars. You can't invest a foundation for independent artists. And you know, tomorrow we'll talk about the old school who paved the way and how they got Shell. How they got Shell and these new and the benefit and glory. How the old school got Shell. We'll talk about that tomorrow. But right now, we are on the top here supporting a good point. Good point with Michelle had. Report my man over here, Jay. Artists don't make this business if you're not being recognized by the top tier. The tiers that I named earlier was the record industry, the major record industry still exists. The promoters is part of the top tiers because the major act, the built major show, 1,000 people. These promoters are all part of the record label has lost a bit of steam. Because now who dictate the market is the promoters. Think about it. The promoters is who book you. And they the one who can get you out there to, you know, to these fans. But these artists are becoming models now. They are making a difference. They dictate their worth. And it's only a handful. And here we got millions of artists like us trying to make it happen. Randy, what's your last comment to artists out there? Because that's the topic. We talk about any other topic, but right now we talk about the topic that you need to know better. And Randy Fuller, been in the industry for a long time for those artists. And he has definitely gave a very valuable point, been a very good co-host on this show, very good point, making it clear how this industry works. If it wasn't for Randy, I wouldn't even know where these good pointers would have come from. Randy, you're the last 30 seconds. What do you have to say to these artists?
I think it's you really have to realize you have to invest into yourselves. I'm not these white investors, they invest into themselves. That's what makes them successful. They put their heads together and say, let's build this together. We gotta stop going against each other. As far as black people, we got to build this together. They can say, hey, we can have a store. We can have this. We can put all our entertainment, all the stuff we can sell, we can put it in our own place. Our movies, our music, we can put that all in one store and open up like a Best Buy or something. Everything black.
People That's can dope. Have no problems. Oh, man, I like that slogan. Randy, we got 20 seconds left. I just want to thank the viewers, all the callers who called in, Jay, Michelle, Carl Smith. I love it. This is a great idea. Spread the word, man. Tomorrow, 12 o'clock in the noon, let's do this. Let's talk about it. I'm Cuba Money Mike. Entertainment for Cuba Money Mike right here. Talk to you guys soon. One love. You're ready, man. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right. One love.
All right, guys. See you guys tomorrow at the same time. Just came right. Just missed a good. Well, you want one tomorrow? Right now, say your name. All right. So the caller is not saying the name, but tomorrow, same time, great show. Cuba Money Mike. You're having entertainment talk with Cuba Money Mike.